Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Round of the playoffs. Best Packers postseason coverage is on 1250 AM. The Fan, WSSP Milwaukee, an Odyssey station.
We've got Packers Niners tomorrow, and we are ready.
Welcome to the Tundra. You hear the thunder. Scream until you go hoarse. Let them feel the G-force. Welcome to the big show. Come on and let them know. 7-2-9-2-8. G-force, throw your way.
G-force. G-force. G-force.
Dunbar Winkler, that's Toby Altizer, and we are ready to go on a football Friday. Packers have the Niners tomorrow. We're going to answer the important questions all week. We've been talking about this game. Today we answer the important questions. Who are you watching the game with? Are you tailgating? What's on the grill? What's your beverage of choice? Do you have a lucky spot on the couch? Do you have a lucky jersey? Do you do jello shots after touchdowns? We got it all for you. Right here. Today. On the Fan. We are ready. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. And I was talking to someone last night at Texas Joe's. And they said, Bart, do you ever worry that you're too confident? Texas J's. They say, do you ever worry that you're too confident about this Packers team? And I said, you know what? Funny you ask. Because that's how I was going to start the show on Friday. And you asking this gives me a legitimate reason. I said, I worry a lot in my life. Okay? I worry all the time about every little thing. I worry about when I'm going to die. I worry about when my friends and family are going to die. I worry about... I worry a lot about dying, but I worry a lot about a lot of other stuff. Money, health, everything a normal person would worry about. And I realized... You know, when you get old in life, yeah, I realize, like, I don't want to spend my whole life worrying. And yeah, I could be bummed if the Packers lose any of these games. But why worry? leading up to it. Why not celebrate this team for what they are? A 13-4 team that has the best shot they could possibly have to go to the Super Bowl. And I don't think they got there by luck. You win 13 games in a row, three straight years, you don't get there by luck. This Packers team is the better team. They're the better team this weekend. They're going to be the better team next weekend. That Super Bowl, I'm still not sure about. But for the NFC, I'm feeling pretty good. So if some horrendous act of miscircumstance, that's not a word, happens on Saturday and the Packers fall, we can discuss it then. But I ain't coming in here Monday to talk about a Packers loss. I'm coming in to talk about how good the Packers look, how they shut down Deebo Samuel, how they got to Jimmy Garoppolo, how Aaron Jones carved up that defense, how despite two Mason Crosby missed field goals, it didn't matter because the Packers still won by double digits. That's what we're coming in here Monday to talk about. Who are you watching the game with? Are you tailgating? What kind of condiments do you put on your brat? Is a brat a sandwich? Is a brat a taco? Is a taco a sandwich? 414-799-1250. Aubrey is in Plover. Aubrey, welcome back. What's up?
Just excited as ever for tomorrow night. I seriously can't wait. I'm not someone who tries to get their hopes up too often when it comes to Green Bay and playoff time, but maybe it's the national media feeding into me wanting the Packers to prove everybody wrong because, you know, how can you forget about a 13-4 football team that beat a lot of quality opponents, some of them on the road, and didn't just feast on bad opponents all year?
But yeah, the national media thing's bothering. I mean, it is bothering me. It's bothering me because a lot of people, I think, I don't even care if they, like, pick the Niners. I don't care. I don't care if we're the underdog. I don't care. It's just I don't like where the reason's coming from. I just feel like a lot of these guys are, they love the Niners, and they want to be best friends with John Lynch, and I know I'm right about that.
I'm kind of the same way. I shouldn't let it bother me so much, but it's just even a couple days ago, the question was posed on Good Morning Football, you know, who's the bigger threat, Deebo or Devontae? And three, if not all four of the you know, hosts said, oh, Deebo. It's like, when did – yesterday, there was a little discussion on the show about Giannis and how Stephen A. is just kind of disregarding, dismissing his accomplishments and, you know, what he's done. How – for a one seed, the best record, not in the NFC, in the entire NFL – Green Bay is just kind of being dismissed. And, you know, for every 10-minute conversation on any national show, 9.5 minutes is on every single thing the Niners do right. I'd like to think Green Bay does some things right, too. Maybe the only positive thing that I've heard said yesterday on Good Morning Football, they posed the question, how bad would a loss on Saturday be for Aaron Rodgers? And you know, I know Kyle Brandt's a Bears fan, but I actually really like him. He can set that aside, and he said, well, I think they're going to win, but yeah, okay, if we're asking the question. You know, oh, my God, Peter Schrager, Dan Orlovsky, oh, my goodness.
Peter Schrager, nobody loves John Lynch more than Peter Schrager. Peter Schrager, like, cried on national TV to try to get John Lynch in the Hall of Fame, and
yeah,
it worked.
Like, he's got to be some type of Niners fan, but... Yeah, in any case,
how come no one's talking about Aaron Jones?
Right.
Well, why is nobody talking about Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon?
Yeah, who are those guys?
Aaron Jones, I'm telling you right now, he's going to have a monster night.
I have him in some DraftKings lineups.
Me too. Wait until later in the show when I set a DraftKings lineup live on air. Please don't go anywhere. It will be captivating.
I'll definitely be listening.
Yeah.
But yeah, I with so many guys coming back, so many holdovers from the last couple games, I said it earlier this week, you don't come back from core muscle surgery, from torn biceps, if it doesn't mean the world to you. If you don't want to put some effort out there, Whitney Merciless, Randall Cobb, I could go on and on and on. there's no way they're going to lose this game tomorrow night with everything. And I know there was some debate with the, you know, Rodgers narrated hype video. There was one from Mercedes Lewis yesterday. It was a little subdued, kind of calm, even keeled. That's kind of this team, though.
Yeah, anyone that's like debating about those videos for real, if they're too, I mean, that, now we're just getting stupid.
I mean, don't you think with the 49ers being the flashy object, they beat the two flashiest teams their last two games. Now they're the object of, you know, everyone's affection. Don't you think the Packers are kind of sitting on the sidelines? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, amazingly, Aubrey, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call again.
Thanks, guys.
Amazingly, somehow the Packers are like, no, they're not the underdog. I mean, you look at all this media talk, and again, I hate to be, you know, little guy talks about big media, but it is weird and it is bothering me.
No, I get it, because I was looking at, I was playing Madden yesterday. All right. And you get this thing where you get to pick some divisional round opponents. And if you get it right, you get X amount of coins for whatever. It's a lame thing.
Oh, you do the coin thing?
Yeah. Well, I play Ultimate Team.
I can't. I still, maybe I haven't even tried. So maybe I should just try.
But here's the thing. I was looking at all the matchups. I'm like, what matchup am I most confident in? Titans, Bengals? I don't know who's going to win that game. I have a feeling that maybe I'll go with the Bengals. I don't know yet, though. You know, you look at the other games. You have Tampa and L.A. Do you know who's going to win that one? I don't. How about Kansas City and Buffalo? No idea. I know who's winning Green Bay and San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it's the Green Bay Packers.
Well, yeah, and that's why this, I mean, the spread, Vegas knows. The spread's only getting bigger in favor of the Packers.
Because people understand that if you're getting a value where all these people are talking about the Niners and some people are actually putting money on the Niners foolishly, they're getting talked into it. They were a 6 seed for a reason. They're not the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are better. We've spent all week trying to figure out why the Niners are going to beat the Packers. How about the fact the Packers are going to beat the Niners because they're the better football team and they have Aaron Rodgers? There's nothing else that we need to debate. They have Devontae Adams. They have Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, Devondre Campbell. They're getting Jaire Alexander back, Za'Darius Smith. You've got David Bakhtiari, Adrian Amos. I mean, you want to go down this whole list here because the Packers are the better football team. There's no doubt about it in my mind, and they're going to beat the Niners tomorrow. We can start looking ahead to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that, and I feel like I'm getting caught up in this. You know, I hate to be this guy, but it is. I think just Peter Schrager's really bothering me with Good Morning Football.
Well, and
some of it's a lot. Some of it goes back to this John Lynch, Leroy Butler thing.
I don't get it. I don't get why this is a story been all week. I get the intrigue of Shanahan against LaFleur. I get the intrigue of Aaron Rodgers against the 49ers. I get all that intrigue. But for you to spend all your time talking about the Niners and how they have a chance in this football game, and fine, they do. Deebo Samuel's incredible. Elijah Mitchell's been a really good story this year and a good running back for them. Jimmy Garoppolo's been okay, and George Kittle's a good player. They've got a good defense. Okay, awesome. But they're going up against the number one seed in the NFL in the Green Bay Packers, and I don't see a way that the Niners beat the Green Bay Packers unless the Packers come out and lay a dud, and that's just not happening because they haven't laid a dud since week one of this season.
Literally no one is talking. I've not heard or seen the name Aaron Jones all week. Like, he's playing, right? I mean, why is nobody talking about Aaron Jones? Am I wrong? I think Aaron Jones is going to have a big night.
If you want to focus on a game in your national media, focus on Kansas City and Buffalo. If you don't want to give the Packers the time.
Why are we talking about that one?
Talk about that. You want to talk about the team that's also getting disrespected? Talk about the Tennessee Titans.
It's because all these guys in media grew up liking the Niners. I know I'm right about this. I know I am.
You want to talk about one person in the national media, though, that does love Wisconsin? I saw Miran Fader wrote a piece on Rasul Douglas.
Yeah.
How about that?
Your girl. I saw you guys tweeting about each other. You tweeted her.
I said she's giving
back.
Wisconsin sports the due love it deserves.
She wrote the book about Giannis, and now she
Giannis.
Has this article on Rasul Douglas.
Yeah, there you go.
And Toby said, she's great, and she said, thank you, Toby.
Yeah, I'm just complimenting someone on their work.
Little sparks there. Is she single?
I'm just complimenting someone on their work, Bart.
I'm not... I'm a other people have met on Drop. What do you think about? What do you think about Bill Hader and Anna Kendrick dating?
Don't care.
No,
unless it was Josh Hader.
Yeah, if Josh Hader and Andrew Kendrick, that'd be interesting. What if Josh Hader was dating Howie Kendrick? Then that'd be really interesting. Mike the Painter, 414-799-1250.
Error.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning there,
good morning, Mike the Painter.
You know, I'm going to piggyback off you guys and Aubrey. You know, I like that the media is not putting the Packers up there on the pedestal. Let them talk about San Francisco. That just puts more pressure on them to screw up. You know, we know where we're at.
Ultimately, I don't really care. I just don't like Peter Schrager, and I need a reason to bring it up.
And we talk about it every year, and our teams are up there every year. They're up there. They're in the conversation for championships, and we never get the national attention. So that's all right. We know it because we're here in Wisconsin, the beautiful state in the union. We love this. This is us.
What did you just say?
Hey, we are.
What did you say about Wisconsin?
We love Wisconsin.
Did you call it the beautifulest state in the union?
It's the beautifulest state. it's the best state out there. Wouldn't you want to live anywhere else?
Yeah, it's
where?
Wisconsin's a specialist state that I ever knew.
A specialist?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Wisconsin is the best.
It's the beautifulest.
I've lived in a few other states. I would not want to live anywhere else.
Oh, really? Where did your journeys take you, Mike?
Kansas City, Florida, Texas.
Wow.
Nebraska.
Wow. What's Nebraska like?
Flat.
Corn, yeah.
That's it. No, we have the team. We don't need the media to sit there and talk about us. We have our own national media. We got Bart Winkler show. We got the big show. That's our national show.
Yeah.
We don't need anything else. We have our fans. We have fans all over the world. This is our time.
Yeah.
This is us.
Yeah, I would say we have, and we've got the most beautifulest fan base, too.
We do have the most beautifulest.
Right.
We are. We're the greatest.
Oh, no, I forgot to ask Aubrey, but I got to ask you. Are you tailgating? Where are you watching the game? What's on the grill? What are you drinking?
I am drinking water, as usual, but flavored water.
Oh, are we a LaCroix man? Do you like bubbly? No. What's the drink?
I like a fruit punch mix in my water.
Oh, like a lemonade thing? Like put it in and stir?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I cut out soda. I don't drink. It's been over 9 years since alcohol had left my life.
Wow.
So
wow, yep. Good for you.
And then I cut out soda, and I lost a lot of weight cutting out soda.
Wow.
Over 30 pounds.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yep. So, no, I'll be making some Johnsonville's. Love me some Johnsonville. Beer and brat. But no tailgating. Right at home.
Okay. All right.
Bart, yeah. We tailgating before our pregame show tomorrow?
So,
the
score,
yeah.
Though, I got to give my score.
No. Okay, what?
32-27, Green Bay.
Oh, that's a little closer than I would have thought.
Oh, it's going to be a close one.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Enjoy the game.
You too.
I'll listen tomorrow.
Yeah, feel free to call in. We'll take calls.
All right, awesome.
Yeah.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, Mike.
Enjoy your day.
See you, buddy.
Have a good day, Toby.
See you, Mike.
Yeah, we're coming in tomorrow. We're doing a pregame show. So Saturday at 6 p.m. Take you up to kickoff at 7:15. And I've already established that I want to speak as little as possible. So we got Ryan Wood coming on. Call in. I'll play G-Force. And that might be the theme for today, too. I'm ready for this game. What else? I'm just pumped up.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow's just going to be a pep rally right before the game. Like,
I would love to just scream. Yeah, I'd love to just scream for 4 hours.
Yeah, do that.
Let's go! Claws up! I'd love to just knock it out of the park.
I'm answering the phones all day today. Packers pep rally. What's your first name?
Yeah, that's fine with me. Packers pep rally. How you doing? Packers pep rally. How many points? If you got the way you're going to screen calls today is if they don't think the Packers are going to win by 35 points, they don't get on the air.
Yeah, I like that.
That's what we'll do. Randy tweets in, two things all the national media talking about glowingly about the 49ers when they make their picks, and then they're going to pick the Packers 8 times out of 10. And second, they're going to get a steady diet of A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones in the backfield together. I really think that, I mean, A.J. Dillon, if we're talking about this game, we're like, oh, it's cold, A.J. Dillon. Okay. I really think we're going to see a lot of Aaron Jones. I really feel good about an Aaron Jones night. Jay Fishy, I'm watching at home with my wife and kids, grilling some brats for my wife and hot dogs for the boys, drinking bloodies while watching the Packers win 31-24. Yeah, come on. Who are you watching the game with? Are you tailgating? What bonus items do you put in your bloody?
Oh, yeah.
What's the best bloody you've ever had? What's the injury where you've been the most bloody? All the questions and more. Bill is in Slinger. What's up, Bill?
Hi, guys. I'm all on board with the Packer pep rally. I called earlier in the week. I'm the one that predicted the Packers are going to win 31-17, and I haven't heard or seen anything to change my mind. I don't see how the 49ers defense can stop the Packers offense.
Hop on board, Bill. Choo-choo!
Choo-choo! And I'm watching from home with my wife. She requested Chinese takeout, so unfortunately, that's what we're having. And I'm going to be washing that down. I have made up my mind. It'll either be beer or brandy and Coke.
Ooh, what are we going with the Chinese? I always like the crab rangoon.
I usually get like egg foo young something or another.
Hmm. You got any good Chinese spots in Slinger?
We do. There's one, Chinatown, right on Highway 60.
Oh, all right. Well, tell them I said hi.
Will do, Bart.
All right,
you
Bill.
Guys enjoy the game, and we'll be celebrating that Packer victory.
Go Pack, go, Bill.
Yes, sir.
How about that, Bill and Slinger? Yes. Go Pack, go. My God.
Go Pack, go. Oh, yeah.
Look, I've thought long and hard about today's show. I thought, should we break down the final matchups that are left? Or should I just act like I'm a 13-year-old boy excited for a football game? And really, that's what I am. I'm excited for this football game. It needs to be here. It really needs to be here. I just need it to happen, and I need them to win so I can move on and dodge the bullet of being overconfident and then do the same thing again next week. Because, I mean, I really think that they are going to the Super Bowl. Again, I don't know about winning yet, but I think they're going. And I think that a lot of us actually do think that, too. I do think a lot of us think that. But there is the because it's just one game, and because we've seen the team lose in wild ways before, there is going to be the fear of it not happening until it happens. And I'm just trying to power through that and plow through that. But I understand that it's there. And until we get back to the Super Bowl again, we're not going to believe we ever get back to the Super Bowl again. And then you have what's hanging over the franchise's head of, well, what is this team going to look like next year? And I can't even start to think about next year. I mean, even if they do lose, I don't even like saying it. It's not going to happen. But even if they do lose, I don't know when I want to start talking about next. Like, when do I start talking about the draft? When do I start talking about free agency? I don't even want to go there. I'm going to be in such a state of denial for a long time that I can't even fathom talking about next year at this point with how good this team is. And it would take just a Herculean effort from the Niners to come in here in the cold on the road and win this game. And I think the Niners are looked at as the hottest team in football. Are they? Well, what makes that Niners hotter than the Packers? Packers won 5 in a row before they didn't try against the Lions. And then the Niners, I mean, the Cowboys played so poorly and so bad. And everyone's like, oh, the Cowboys, 14 penalties. Oh, the Cowboys, they should fire McCarthy after 2 years. and they played so bad, and then the Niners like barely beat them. And again, we're going into this week acting like the Niners beat the Cowboys by 25 points. It's very odd. It's very, very odd. And I think the Titans aren't being talked about a lot either, because you have these two teams that had the bye week last week. Nobody saw them last week. So we, you know, it's out of their head already. It's out of everybody's head. You almost forgot how good the Packers are. Let's see. Mr. Milwaukee. Venison tenderloins. 80-inch TV in the man cave. Bourbon with my buddy and our wives. Zach's on the north side. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's good?
All right, here's where I'm at with this game. I need the defense to come out and squash Jimmy Garoppolo and everybody else. If they win a game, let's say they win 34-29 and Jimmy Garoppolo has three touchdowns and, you know, the rushing and all that, I'm considering that a loss. They are not going to Super Bowl. You are not gonna beat the Rams or Buccaneers with a defense that gets abused by Jimmy Garoppolo. Even if Rodgers bails them out and win a high scoring game, I'm considering a loss.
All right. I mean, I don't get, but also I do get what you're saying. I don't, but I do.
Bart, if Jimmy Garoppolo throws 300 on them, do you think they're going to beat the Rams or the Buccaneers? This is Jimmy Garoppolo. This is a loss.
Well, again, I get what you're saying, but also I don't.
I mean,
if they win, right?
But I'm looking past the Niners already. You get what I'm saying? I'm already looking at the Rams and the Buccaneers. If you struggle, if that defense struggles versus Jimmy Garoppolo and that run game, what's the Rams and the Buccaneers going to do to you? I mean, it's going to be the same story as last year. The defense gets abused by Brady or Stafford, and then Rodgers is asked to come back, and then they fall short again. I mean,
well, what do you think? What do you think the odds are that Jimmy has 300 yards?
Right.
I'm really high on the defense. I feel like I'm only the only one high on the defense.
I'm high on them too. It's what I'm saying is I need them to just shut everybody down. I need. Here's what the score I need. I need a 28-13-10 game. I don't need what Mike DePainter said. I don't need a 34-27 game. I don't. If Jimmy Garoppolo scores 27 points on this defense, we're in trouble.
I can understand that. Again, I can.
So that's where I'm at, Bart. Thanks for the time, man. I got to go.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Yeah. Well, let's worry about that. Let's see what happens before we start worrying about that. But I see what you're saying. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. I am going on the game in San Francisco this evening. We were going to do a trade-off, and I said, I don't know. I can bring you on at 6:45 your time. The guy respectfully declined. And I said, good. If you would have woken up for that, you would have been an idiot. But I'm going to go on out there around, 5:30 our time? And I'm going to just tell him, look, we're winning this game. I don't even know why you have me on. I mean, we're winning this game. Like, you know your guys are losing. They're struggling. You know the Warriors are 3-4 since Klay came back? They lost to a broke-ass Pacers team last night. How about them? Let's see. We've got the Bucks and Bulls tonight, too. That's a little pregame appetizer. I am worried about the ticket distribution for the Packer game tomorrow. I wasn't, but then I was reading a story. Kyle Cousineau is a guy that is trying to make sure that tickets that are being put up for sale by Packer fans go to Packer fans, because apparently one of this ticket map thing website says that 24% of the tickets are going to Niners fans. There's no way one out of every four fans at Lambeau is going to be a Niners fan. I know they're trying to travel and do this Road Warriors thing, but I mean, come on. And I know it's cold, but there's no way, is there? I don't know. Packers, we've got some updates on the injury news. Some guys officially back on this roster, ready to go. Some guys not yet. So we're talking about all these guys coming back. Some still not official. We'll have the latest on that coming up and much more from you. I'm Bart. That's Toby. 1250 AM, The Fan.
Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers host the 49ers.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Outside, keep your golf swing going inside at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center.
It's not our mistakes that define us. It's how we respond to them. When things go wrong, turn to the law firm of Kim and Lavoie. Attorneys Julius Kim and Jonathan Lavoie have been recognized among Wisconsin's best in both drunk driving and criminal defense. Their team can provide the guidance you need to put your mistakes behind you and move forward with your life. Kim and Lavoie, your best defense for drunk driving and criminal defense. Learn more at kimandlavoie.com.
Hey, it's former Packer Gary Ellerson coming up on the next Wendy's Big Show.
That's right, Gary. Sparky will be back in the chair alongside Gary and Leroy to break down Packers-Niners on Saturday night. Will the Packers be able to get to their third straight NFC Championship? So Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh weekdays 10 to 2 on The Fan.
And some days I pray for silence. And some days I pray for soul. Some days I just pray to the God of sex and drums and rock and roll. And maybe I'm alone. That's just one and only promise I can keep. As long as the wheels are turning, as long as the fires are burning, as long as your prayers are coming true, you better believe it, that I would do anything for a love. And you know it's true, and that's a fact. And I would do.
This is such a jam. Meatloaf passing away at the age of 74. I mean, I just, another celebrity that we've lost. News broke overnight. It's just like absurd.
And I do think it's because, I mean, I don't know what's happening. But I do think, like, as we, you know, when we're like, your parents might be like, oh, I don't remember a time, but there were like 12 celebrities when your parents grew up. You know, like three TV channels. Now there's so many people that we know and so many people that come into pop culture, and like Bob Saget and Betty White and Meatloaf and all these people. And it's like, man, Meatloaf was great. I had a couple, well, I didn't, but my parents had a CD player, so they had a bunch of CDs, and I would dig into them as a kid. And here I am, this 11-year-old kid, like jamming out the Bat Out of Hell. And it was great. So Meatloaf, RIP to Meatloaf, the age of 74. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. We're live in the Lakeland University studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. Who are you watching the game with? Are you tailgating? What's your prediction? What pair of lucky underwear are you wearing? What do you like better, the cold or the snow? What would you rather not have? Is a tomato a fruit or vegetable? What was the best sports Christmas present you've ever had? We're doing it all today. Why not? If we're gonna dive into that part of sports radio, we might as well dive in head first and go all the way in. John is in Franklin. 414-799-1250. Johnny, the game is tomorrow. How we feeling, buddy?
Go Pack.
John, I had some people ask me for you to clarify what it is your buddies drink that has you so scared to drink with them after you called in yesterday.
Well, I don't know that it's scared. I mean, I was trying, you know, people figure it out, man. You know, sometimes I'm kind of doing a bit.
A bit on this show? I couldn't even process that.
I get saturated, you know, with all the coverage that I'm immersing myself with, which I think I'm going to step away from now for 24 hours at least. Just doing a little bit of a bit there. In other words, you know, while everyone's worried about the Packers' past playoff record and the reruns of the Kaepernick running over the Packer defense clips, I'm pretty good, man. I don't think we need to look around the corner here. I think it's right in front of us. We're a better football team. Yes, our special teams could collapse. Yes, the wind could blow and a ball could get tipped and, you know, Rodgers could throw an interception. I mean, we can create all these scenarios. But when you square this thing, when you just look at it for what it is, the Packers got to take care of business. You think all the talk and all the conjecture that started with the postseason drama, and it's all just, it's like a crescendo, just rising up to the kickoff, you know, when to start this game tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm not going to offer a prediction. You know, I'm fully confident. As far as scared, I'm not scared about getting, you know, wasted with my buddies. It was kind of a bit, man. I mean, the Packers are going to score early. They're going to score often. Samuels is going to make a couple plays. So what? The Packers move on after tomorrow. That's all I got for you as far as a prediction. I'm just ready. I want to enjoy everybody call in. Let's bring Packer Nation together, and let's get this thing done, and we'll live to fight another week.
Yeah, I'm so ready, John. Thanks, as always, for calling. I feel like G-Force needs to follow that call. I'm going to try to go home and take a nap, but I'm going to try to get it to extend into tomorrow. For like 3:30, so I can wake up, watch the Bengals Titans, come in here, half-ass a pregame show, and then watch the game at home. I think that's what I'm gonna try to do. I need to just be. I just want to close my eyes and it be kickoff. Cause this is kind of excruciating. We've been waiting 2 weeks for this. And then next week, we'll be waiting another week. And then, oh, my God, Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, we're going to be waiting 2 weeks for the Super Bowl? Oy, oy, oy. This is going to be a stressful month here, boys. and girls. Should pay off. Jeremy tweets in, morning guys, going to my first Packer game as an owner tomorrow. We'll be tailgating with the Roberts Al Capone sausage. Ooh, yeah. That's a good play. Mr. Milwaukee says, Niners fans don't even have the clothes for this weather. They are not coming. And if they do, they are not staying. Their Patagonia fancy pants and climbing boots will not hold up. Go Pack, go. All right. Let's get it. Let's get it done. You'd be surprised, though, man. You'd be surprised. These opposing fans from the bigger cities, they have a lot of money. Like, some of these people have a lot of money. I remember I was at a Packers-Giants game. It was a playoff game, so they must have lost. Which game did I go to? Did I go to the 15-1 game? I must have. Yeah, and then they were, because the Niners and the Giants play the next week, I believe. If I can go back to 2011 and think about that. Packers lost to, because I remember there were some Giants fans in front of me that were like, oh, we just decided Friday to come. We just drop everything and come here because we're Giants fans. And then during the fourth quarter, they're like, hey, we should just, like, go to San Francisco for the week. Like, oh. Okay, cool, man. And they did, yeah. Packers lost to the Giants. Yeah, so I must have been there. Wow, I didn't even remember I was there. Okay. All right. Then the Giants won the Super Bowl against New England. You know, I was watching a little bit yesterday. I was watching, it came up on my newsfeed for whatever reason. I was watching the video, the first Super Bowl that Tom Brady won. The first Super Bowl that Tom Brady won, it was 17-17 with a minute and 20 to go. And the Patriots had the ball and no timeouts from like their own 20. And Pat Summerall and John Madden were in the booth. And John Madden's like, you just got to play for overtime. But Brady led him down the field for a field goal. And they kicked a field goal and they won. And Brady threw like dump offs the whole drive, and he's like the hero. But that's what he does. He's made a career. I mean, credit to him. He's made a career of dump offs. There might have been one throw of like 10 yards that he completed over the middle of the field when they're not covering it. I might really try to hammer this point home that the more I watch Brady succeed, the worse I actually think he is. I might try to make more out of that.
I mean, we've said this whole career, though. It's like Tom Brady's nothing special as a talent.
But so how do you win 7 Super Bowls like that, though?
Well, okay.
How do you win 7 Super Bowls dumping the ball off?
He's nothing special as a talent as far as throwing the football. As far as a mind that understands what's going on, there's really not that many that have been better than him.
Is he that much smarter, or is he just a smart guy and the rest of the league is so dumb?
Well, this is what happens when you pair up a top 5 quarterback all time. And I think we can agree on that, right? Like, maybe he's not the most talented thrower of the football, but I don't think Peyton Manning at the end of his career was either. Like, it's not like they're... Granted, Peyton Manning was a more talented thrower in his prime, but you pair him up with the greatest coach of all time, and that's what happens. It's always talked about when you pair up the quarterback and the coach, you can win things. And, you know, you finally paired up a good coach with Aaron Rodgers, and hopefully they get over the hump and win a Super Bowl, but so far he's 2 for 2 of getting to a championship game.
It shows you, too, how much smarter or how much different football is from Tom Brady's first Super Bowl, because right now if you gave Tom Brady the ball on his own 20 with no timeouts, but he had a minute and 21 to go, I mean, hell, a lot of quarterbacks you would think like, oh, okay, I mean, we have the opportunity to drive down the field here. But John Madden, one of the smartest guys that I've ever heard talk about football, even he was like, you're running for overtime. Because we just weren't used to that kind of style of play. Now you got a minute 21. I mean, you saw Rodgers do it with 37 seconds against the Niners. Drive down the field. and get a field goal.
Well, it's almost hard now with how the rules are to not go for it, right? Take a shot down the field and hope someone interferes with your receiver, and
that
now
too.
Suddenly you're in field goal range.
That too. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Paul is in Milwaukee. Paul, what's happening?
Hey, Bart. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
First of all, yesterday you said Paul from Green Bay. Paul in Green Bay, but it's Paul from Green Bay, born and raised in the holy city beneath the shadows of Lambeau, in Milwaukee for many years. But you had mentioned...
So what do you want? You want to be Paul in... What do you want to be?
Paul from Green Bay.
Paul from Green Bay.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, you had mentioned tickets, and I hadn't heard much about how much tickets are going for and stuff. But back in the day, you know how you got tickets for the Packer game in the 70s? You just waited till the game started and then walked up and asked the cops for tickets, and they'd pull out a handful. Oh, here you go. Half a dozen times I got 40-yard line tickets that way. It was just a piece of cake. Oh, do you want to go to the Packer? Well, let's ride our bikes up there. And
well, how old were you then?
Between 10 and 18.
See, and we like when our sports teams are good, but there are advantages to when the team sucks, especially when you're young.
Well, there's going to be a boatload of 49er fans there, and their expensive polar gear will help them immensely. But I'm more nervous about calling into your show than I am about this game. And the other thing is, I keep hearing, oh, the Packers can't fall behind early. We can't fall behind early. I don't even care. I'm thinking it's going to be 16-0 with 5 minutes gone. 49ers, of course, they'll go for two both times. And then we're just going to lay it on. And, I mean, it's going to be 45-24, something on that line. But I am really so not worried about this game. Maybe I'm overconfident. I'm looking past the 49ers. I'm taking them lightly. I don't care. Our team is amazing.
Yeah, like, are we being stupid? Like, I'm not, I'm more nervous to do my show as well. And I could do this show in my sleep now. I just say the same five jokes and I play some music and I go home.
Aubrey had a great call, and, you know, it's true. You listen to these guys, and who's better, this year's 49ers or the 72 Dolphins?
I know. What the hell?
It's just insane.
I'm sick of it. Thankfully, yep. It ends tomorrow.
It does. It does.
All right, Paul.
All right. G-Force.
See you, buddy. Oh. Yeah, all right, I'll give you some G-Force.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was on with Rami yesterday, and he's like, I've never heard this. Should I have heard it? And I said, well, no. I mean, they played it for like 3 years in the Mike Sherman era, but where you should hear it is that I play it on my show all the time. So clearly, Rami, you don't ever listen to the morning show, which, you know, I don't want to say it hurt my feelings. I'm trying to put on a braver face than that. I just, you know, assume that.
Well, and our text thread in the afternoons is usually just talking about Rami's show.
Yeah. All we do is talk about Rami. And
yeah.
He doesn't care about us. And, you know.
Feel slighted.
I get it. Big Dave's in Cedarburg. Big Dave!
Morning, fellas. Happy Packers Friday.
Happy Packers Friday to you, sir.
I'm not more pessimistic, I would say, but I would say that with the way the games have gone this season, we know that this is going to be a close game. I don't feel any way that this is an absolute rout by the Packers. They haven't really routed anybody much this season. Maybe the Lions early, Vikings, I guess when they were completely depleted, they had a pretty nice game versus them. The difference in the game is going to be is turnovers. If we don't turn the ball over, the Packers, there's no way the Packers lose if we don't turn the ball over. But the recipe for disaster when we have struggled is one or more turnovers. I think in Rodgers' last, you know, five or six playoff games, he has 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. If he can just take care of the ball, I think we'll protect okay. I think we'll know pretty early on if we're going to stop their run.
I'm thinking Packers win for sure, but I'm thinking more, you know, 27-24. I think it's going to be a close game throughout. It's going to be stressful throughout. All the talks of, you know, when the game's going on, is this last? It's going to be nail-biters all the way through for the Packers. I just feel like they're it's the people that they bring back. Are they exploited? Are they able to play to their capabilities? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, and the 49ers, they're overly healthy as well. I mean, they where we thought Bosa or, you know, maybe Garoppolo, I thought that was smoke and mirrors personally. A lot of these guys, they're at full health, and they have the recipe and the more than the ability. And we saw early in the year that, you know, we beat them by just a late last-second field goal. That in the NFL this time of year, there's no I'm significantly better than you. We're the Green Bay Packers, that these guys are going to roll over or anything like that. I don't think anybody anticipates that, but it's going to be neck and neck throughout. It's going to be a difference. It's going to come down to a couple of plays, no big penalties, taking care of the ball on special teams, just catch the punts, make your field goals. I honestly, something I don't know even talked about, I don't know how much we're even going to try field goals. I'm interested to see if it's maybe fourth and long inside the 20. Outside the 20, if it's fourth and five or less, fourth and six, I think we're just going to consistently go for it. I don't think we're going to put the ball on Mason Crosby's foot. I think that we're just going to consistently go for it over and over and over again. I don't think that LaFleur, and I don't have any confidence that I want to see that field goal team out there.
Oh, I don't want to see them out there.
To our short game offense. You know, like I said, if we're inside the 20, and it's fourth and nine or fourth and 10, where it's like a 90% field goal chance and we just need to get some points. Yay. If not, we're, you know, it's go for it. But I feel like the Packers team is built with the Mercedes Lewis and getting some of these guys back with the veteran leadership that we've been missing. And offensively, we've been firing on all cylinders. It's that defense. You know, they faded a little bit at the end of the season. I mean, we just played the Browns just less than a month ago with a pretty full complement of people. And barely beat them, so I'm not going to sit here and go, "Oh, we're going to."
Yeah, I am looking at
significantly better team.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I am looking at some of these games, like the Ravens game, the Browns game, and you know the scores were close. I feel like those games, even the Rams game, the Packers were up pretty good, and then you know the other team tries to claw its way back. We might be in store for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it ends up being only a touchdown or a 10-point margin, but I think, in my opinion, this game's going to be well in hand for most of the game.
All right, some injury news for the Green Bay Packers. LaFleur saying yesterday, and this is what they've listed him as, David Bakhtiari is questionable. So David Bakhtiari is one of these guys that we expect to play. He did play against the Lions. He's listed as questionable.
Well, and Rami and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. He missed practice yesterday, so I think you have to put him as questionable if he misses practice. And I think yesterday missing practice is more just like a load management thing.
Because he practiced on Thursday.
Correct.
So it's not like he didn't practice at all this week. He didn't practice Wednesday. He practiced Thursday. He was asked, LaFleur was, if Bakhtiari's in football shape. LaFleur did not say yes. He says he's in good shape and he works very hard. David Bakhtiari's playing this game. I'm willing to say that. MVS, doubtful. So they'll probably be without him, but they do have Cobb back. Cobb's back off the injured reserve. Billy Turner's going to play. Jair is also listed as questionable. He will probably play. Za'Darius Smith is not on the injury report because he's still on the IR. And if Za'Darius is going to play, he's going to be activated today, LaFleur said. So the Packers have a 53-man roster right now. They're at 53 after they activated Cobb. If any of these other guys are going to play, like Ty Summers, Whitney Mercilus, Za'Darius Smith, they have to activate them yet and then make a roster spot for them. Kingsley Keke was waived, and then Randall Cobb took that spot. But now if these other guys are going to play, I still fully expect, here we sit in Friday morning, and you know something could change before kickoff, but I fully expect Za'Darius will play, and I think Bakhtiari's playing. I think Jair's playing. I still even think Mercilus is playing, but I guess
if all those guys play and then you have all those pass rushers, that's even less snaps that those guys have to play. If you have Mercilus and Za'Darius, you can kind of rotate them in, in obvious passing situations. Obviously, Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith can play most of the snaps as the edge rushers. So I think you know, having this embarrassment of riches on the defensive side of the ball is not a bad thing to have for the Packers. And, you know, you have a defense that's already good enough without those guys. You just add them in. I think the one that I'm most interested to see how they use is Jaire Alexander, assuming he plays, is what packages do you put him in on? Because the situation you brought up of, and I don't think it matters as much this game, I think maybe going forward, but if Jaire is on the sideline and Chandon Sullivan gets torched in the slot or something like that, how hard is that going to be to swallow for the Packers? And maybe it's something that, you know, they're going in understanding that Gary yesterday said they probably would only use him in dime packages because if you use him in nickel and you have him in the slot, he's going to be forced to come up and tackle. And that's how he got hurt in the first place, is trying to tackle a big back like Najee Harris. And so I don't know that you can really have him shadow Debo, because Debo's going to play a really physical brand of football. So I think you'd be more on Ayuk or Juwan Jennings or whoever else they have at wide receiver. So I think maybe only in dime packages. So I don't know that you'll see Jaire play an extended amount of snaps, but I think seeing what they do with him is going to be the most interesting.
414-799-1250. We've got the Packer pep rally continuing. Scott tweets in, RIP Meatloaf. I had no idea. I thought that was intro music for a Fry Dave. I guess I picture Dave as a coked up Meatloaf. Oh, Dave, you're going to have to respond to that. Yeah, Meatloaf passing away at 74. Actually, during the segment, I got a text from my dad about it. R.I.P. Meatloaf. So, he meant more to my dad than I thought. Packers pep rally continues here on The Fan. Oh, and I swear it's true. I was just about to say I know you.
Sparky Pfeiffer from the Wendy's Big Show weekdays 10 to 2 on The Fan. Packers play their first playoff game on Saturday night as they host the Niners in Lambeau Field. Aaron Rodgers has never been in the Niners in the playoffs. Will he finally do it on Saturday? We're talking Packers Niners on 1250 AM The Fan.
Hey Jim, thanks for coming.
Are you kidding? I never miss one of your dinner parties. How's the new job?
We're growing fast, and I stopped working weekends, thanks to how much smoother everything runs on NetSuite by Oracle.
Fantastic. We're still using QuickBooks.
Why haven't you upgraded to NetSuite?
We're making QuickBooks work, sort of.
Shh, watch your language. The kids are right there.
Sorry, Amy. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. And 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control since upgrading from QuickBooks to NetSuite.
Yeah, sounds like it's time for me to switch to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/play. Head to netsuite.com/play for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/play.
Same day repair.
7 days a week.
Call Capital Heating and Cooling today.
I'm Trista Crick with BetQL. You want to be...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best. best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.